Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
From an undisclosed location somewhere in North America, this is your weekly Truth Be Told Minuteman Report. There were 7 UFO crashes recovered in New Mexico between 1945 and 1948, the best known of which is the Roswell crash of 1947. However, there have been other crashes outside of New Mexico. Did you know about these other lesser-known UFO crashes? 1897, Aurora, Texas. On April 19, 1897, an article in the Dallas Morning News written by S.E. Hayden described the UFO crash. The UFO is said to have hit a windmill on the property of Judge J.S. Proctor 2 days earlier at around 6 a.m. local time, resulting in its crash. The pilot, who was reported to be not of this world and a Martian, according to a reported Army Signal Service officer named T.J. Weems from nearby Fort Worth, did not survive the crash and was buried with Christian rites by a traveling pastor named William Russell Tabor in the nearby Aurora Cemetery. Reportedly, wreckage from the crash site was dumped into a nearby well located under the damaged windmill, while some ended up with the alien in the grave. Adding to the mystery was the story of Mr. Brawley Oates, who purchased Judge Proctor's property in around 1935. Oates cleaned out the debris from the well to use it as a water source, but later developed an extremely severe case of arthritis, which he claims to be the result of the contaminated water from the wreckage that was dumped into the well. As a result, Oates sealed up the well with a concrete slab and placed an outbuilding on top of it. According to the writing on the slab, this was done in 1945. 1941, Cape Girardeau, Missouri. On April 12, 1941, Reverend William Huffman was called by the local sheriff to come assist in delivering some sort of last rites at a plane crash. That's what the Reverend was under the impression that he was going to do. A car arrived at his house and they drove 18 miles or so outside of Cape Girardeau, closer to Chaffee. When they showed up on the scene, it was not a plane crash, but a flying saucer. A classic silver round disc that had crashed and started a fire. There were police and firemen there to take care of the scene and put out the fire in a local farmer's field. The Reverend arrived and saw a classic flying disc with part of the side ripped open and 2 alien bodies that were at least dead, and one that was still alive, but seemed as though it couldn't breathe. The man looked inside the flying saucer and saw wires and components of some sort of alien design. There were strange hieroglyphics and bizarre knobs and dials. He knew that he couldn't really give the last rites. About that time, the Army Air Corps arrived from Sykeston Field and cordoned off the area and swore everybody to secrecy and confiscated any pictures. There were pictures taken that night of the alien bodies. Did you know about these other UFO crashes? Thank you for listening. This has been our weekly Truth Be Told Minuteman Report. If you have a hot tip or a story idea, let us know. We'd love to hear from you. Email us at reportminuteman@gmail.com.